Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. The Mishnah continues on the heels of the previous Mishnah, saying again, there are, let's call it, three stages in the life of a fruit, with respect to the halachas of Shemitah, as well as the halachas of Maisras. Stage one is when it's not ripe at all, and one may not eat it on Shemitah, and if one does, is in violation of the requirements, la'achavu hefsed, to eat it and not to waste it, and dafka, there has to be tvua, even if you eat it, but it's not yet considered to be tvua and ripe, it's considered to be wasting, not allowed. And then the second stage, stage two, is ripe enough, but not fully ripe, and stage three is fully ripe. Within this stage two of ripe enough, we're going to have what we'll call 2A and 2B. 2A is ripe enough that you can eat it in the field while you're working in small amounts, and that's okay, but not yet bring it in harvest home. And then 2B is ripe enough that you can in fact harvest and bring it home in large quantity, and that's not considered to be wasting the fruit of Shemitah in, you know, as you harvest it. So here in Mishnah Ches is specifically referring to grapes, and it says haboser. A boser is an unripe grape. Mishahavi mayim, once it starts to have some liquid inside of it, some grape juice inside of it, at that point, ochel bo pito besadeh, it's reached stage 2A. It's ripe enough that if you eat it in the field with your bread, so you have something to like sort of accompany your dry bread, that's okay, since it's ripe enough, having have a little bit of moisture, it's not considered to be wasting, and you're allowed to do that in Shemitah. But it's not yet ripe enough to 2B, where you could bring it home. Hivish, once it gets more ripe. Hivish means, according to Bar Tanura, that the chartzan, the seed of the grape, now has begun to appear. And it's like begun to ripe. And you can see it, you know, you can see it, the seed through the skin. So it's sort of translucent. At that point, it's reached stage 2B. It's ripe enough that konas l'soch beso, you can harvest these grapes at that stage and bring them home. On Shemitah, it's okay. And then the Mishnah says, v'chein k'yotza bo b'shar shnei shavua chai b'maisras. That same stage called hivish, having visible seed from the outside, starting to get, you know, translucent, that's enough that one can take maisras from it, and that's effective in any year besides for the Shemitah year. Of course, there is no tithing of maisras, etc., on the Shemitah year. But other years, that's the stage when one can take maisras and it's effective.